This evening, I'd like to focus on Job, the book of Job. First, what we listen today, two different verses. Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of hirelings? So I've been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me. He was in a bad spot. And I hope that everyone here can read that book. Now, I want to go a little tangent on this because sometimes I do images, sometimes it works well, and sometimes it doesn't. I want to try this. Job, you know the advertisements of Arby's? And all they say, we have the meat. You seen those? There's this huge sandwich. And it's like bread on top and the bottom, and then this whole, I mean, I could never eat that. But it looks like a very good sandwich, and you could probably eat it well. Now, I would take about, 90% of that meat out and eat it smaller. Now, I want to take the book of Job in a very similar way, where really the image, when we read the book of Job, you have kind of a top and a bottom, and then a lot in the middle. Now, as it's the Bible, please eat that whole thing, Read the whole book. It's 42 chapters, but it's not really thick as far as some big time books in the Bible. But at the same time, I'd say you could look at the first chapters and the last chapters of Job, and you could really see what is going on. The meat is kind of in the conversation, and I want to just share quickly what the story is with Job. Because it is, it's in the very beginning, it's a vision or a story in heaven. Job is on earth and he has many, many wonderful things. He has prosperous things, his health, his children, the cattle, wealth. And you have this conversation between God and what they say in there, Satan. And their conversation was about Job. And God said, what have you been doing? And he said, well, I'm looking around the world. And I'm looking to see what he's doing. He was challenging Job. That Job believed in God and wanted to have a test. And there were two different tests. Again, he lost his children and he lost everything. And then he was sick. His friends came to see him. And that was the big chunk of it, that they're having a conversation with theology, basically, saying, well, the friends were telling Job, you sinned. That's why you are sick. Where Job is playing tennis between each other, saying, actually, no, I haven't sinned. I believe God, and I don't know why I'm sick. And then at the very end, Job receives everything and more from God, from his providence, and was healed physically, spiritually, and received back the cattle, his wealth, and children, a new wife. Right, so that's kind of the small nut of what Job is about, and read it. I mention this because this is one of the best places to go if you are sick, if you are dire, or if that's your loved one or your friend. That's a way to pray in the depths of really deep pain. The book of Job. And I want to share tonight two different positions that we should think about Job and what we listen to tonight quickly. The first is the person that is sick, that is in a dire situation. And we're talking, and I don't want to be the Debbie Downer, but we have to talk about it at times. But you're thinking like terminal cancer. I mean, a stroke, a heart attack. I mean, just drinking addictions, things that are, you're hitting rock bottom, that this is the place for that type of person, and it will be each of us at one point, to think and pray with that book in the Bible of Job. How he cried out to the Lord. How he prayed from the depths of his heart because he was in pain. And crying for his help to save you. I also believe that people that are in those types of situations, people that are home alone, people that are in nursing homes or hospitals in really tough spots, I believe that they are some of our most powerful prayers, meaning prayers in our world. Because when we're carrying a heavy, heavy cross, and we're praying for another person, it not only helps us spiritually to know that we're not just focused on our own pain, but to pray for other people, I believe that's powerful for everyone. That's what Jesus did on the cross. He was dying, nailed, and who did he pray for? Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. So one, if you're in that place, if you were there in tomorrow or the next month or year or years before or after, remember of Job. The second is the people that are the friends. Okay? The friends we heard, they did one thing good. They stayed with him for 7 days and they didn't speak. That was the one and only thing that they did in that conversation that you can read about. They were silent. When we go to visit somebody that is in a tough spot, sometimes the best thing to do is to say nothing. To be in your friendship, in your presence. You know, sometimes we want to think, I got to figure out something out to say right now. They're really hard. Their family's crying. I want to say something like, yeah, you know, you could be an angel, or you could be healed right now. Actually, the best thing to do is to do almost nothing. To be present, to give a hug, to smile, to ask how they're doing. Tell me, what's going on? What can I do to listen to you? The bad thing was the friends with the book of Job were trying to teach him and showing theology that actually you sinned and that's why you're here. You did a really bad thing. Well, they're actually wrong. He didn't sin. He's a human. So when we have people that have that places in the hospital or surgery, whatever you can think of, they're a human person. And what do to help them? We visit them. Think of that to go beyond only your loved ones and your friends. Brendan, there's so many people in our church right now that have broken hearts. Or have things, you know, one level of their family in our same community knowing what's going on in their life in the hospital or in a different city or in nursing homes. And I think it's powerful for us to be like true friends as brothers and sisters, to go visit people, whether you know them or not, because that's the way we can be friends. You know, God said that he will lay down his life for his friends. He wants us to do the same. So check out Job. Please read it. Pray with it. Serve those that are the people that are in a bad spot. And know that to be their friends, like Jesus was a friend for us.